The National Weather Service has issued following weather statement. There are some strong showers and thunderstorms that will be moving across the following counties until 2 p.m. today. Lee and Harnett. The other counties are still affected with the tornado watch. These counties will be until 7 p.m., the tornado watch. These counties are Durham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, and also Wayne and Wilson until 7 p.m. Until 9 p.m., there is a tornado watch for the following counties: Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties. Remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms and or tornadoes to develop in and around the watch area. National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather. This will include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. We'll be looking for measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measure rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. We're also looking for damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. Also, building and roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. Should it develop, we will increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information updates. We're operating on the WB4TQD repeater, the 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater will be the K4ITL 147105 with a tone of 82.5. Our next backup will be the 147135 with the same tone, or 145.390 with the same tone. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any verification of severe weather. The statement goes as follows. Strong thunderstorms will be moving across Harnett County through 3:30 p.m. today at 2:31 Eastern Standard Time. Doppler radar indicated strong storm thunderstorms around about 9 miles south of Hope Mills, or about 13 miles east of Red Springs, moving north at 45 miles an hour. Some locations affected by the storm will include the following areas: Hope Mills, Fayetteville, Eastover, Wade, Linden, Irwin. Gusty winds of up to 40 miles an hour, small hail, and dangerous cloud to ground lightning can be expected with these storms. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn, which is a weather statement.
Hey, Jim, keep up the good work. Talk to you later, man. 73's N4DXA.
Okay, N4DXA, N0YO. This is N0YO, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a statement here for the following counties. This will be effective until 7 p.m. This is a tornado watch for Durham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson County. That's a tornado watch until 7 p.m. for Durham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. A tornado watch until 9 p.m. for the following counties: Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties. Remember, a watch means that conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms or tornadoes to develop in and around the watch area. National Weather Service will be looking for the following reports of severe weather. These reports will be as follows: hail, any size initially, and then penny size, and then 3/4 inch diameter or larger. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less, and the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, and tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds, such as downed limbs or trees, and their approximate diameter, plus building and roof damage. This is Sky One, and Sky One will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather, and should that develop, we will increase activity as needed with criteria verification. Sky One is in standby mode at this time, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Sky One traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD repeater 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater will be the K4ITL of 147105 with a tone of 82.5. Our secondary backup will be the 147135 with a tone of 82.5. This is N0YO for Central Carolina Sky One, standing by for any criteria verification. N0YO for Santa Cana Skyward. We're going in active mode.
Skyward active.
This is N0YO for Santa Cana Skyward. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett, Johnston, and Wake County.
Skywarn, clear.
Okay, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties. The following thunderstorm warning is for the following counties until 4 p.m. Eastern Harnett, West Central Johnston, and Extreme South Central Wake County. At 3:11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated severe thunderstorms 5 miles southwest of Irwin, or 9 miles southeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 50 miles an hour. Penny size hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted will be the following: Bruce Creek, Dunn, Coates, Anger, Coates Crossroads. A severe thunderstorm can produce large damaging hail, damaging winds of 58 miles an hour or greater, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Go inside a sturdy shelter at this time, move to an interior room, and stay away from windows. A tornado watch does still remain in effect until 7 p.m. Thursday evening for Central North Carolina.
Skywarn active.
Just remember, a warning means severe weather is imminent or occurring based on radar and or ground reports. The National Weather Service will be looking for the following reports of severe weather. This would include the following: hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Any measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less than the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. Any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs or trees and their approximate diameter. Also building and roof damage. Skywarn will monitor this frequency for severe weather reports and increase activity as needed with any criteria verification. Skywarn is still in standby mode at this time, and a repeater is still free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Please stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We are operating on the WB4TQD repeater 14688. Should this repeater go offline, our backup repeater will be the K4ITL of 147105 with a tone of 82.5. Our next backup will be the 147135 with a tone of 82.5. This is N0YO for Central Carolina Skywarn. We're in standby mode at this time, but are standing by for any reports of any severe weather criteria. That National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the following counties until 4 p.m. Harnett, Johnston, and Wake counties.
N0YAO, NC4VA.
NC4VA, N0YAO.
Jim, I'm home now and I can relieve you. I may need you a little bit later on if you're around, I don't know. But I can go ahead and take over. Could you go ahead and just give an update while I set everything up?
Okay. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett, Johnston, and Wake County until 4 p.m. today. That was just updated just a little bit ago. And the rest is still the same. Tornado watch until 7 p.m. For the following counties. And I don't know if you still have that, but they are Durham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson County until 7. And then 9 p.m. will be the same as before. Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You've been serving diligently for a long time now, about 3.5 hours, so I appreciate it very much. NC4BA, now assuming net control responsibilities for Central Carolina Skywarn. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, you take care. We're going to be going out to eat for a little bit, but just give us a call. If I'm home, I'll be able to take over for a little bit for you, help you out.
Okay, sounds just fine. Thanks a lot, NC4VA.
N0YO, clear, QRT.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:37 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Harnett County is canceled. Again, the severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Harnett County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along to Central Carolina Skywarn so that we can relay it to the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4 p.m. for extremes, south central Wake and west central Johnson County. Again, that's extremes, south central Wake and west central Johnston County. At 3:34 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Coates Crossroads or 12 miles northeast of Lillington, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. The severe thunderstorm will otherwise remain over mainly rural areas of the indicated counties. Severe thunderstorms can produce tornadoes with little or no advance warning. Be prepared to move quickly to an interior room of a safe shelter if you hear or see a tornado. A tornado watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. for the following counties: Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson. And one remains in effect until 9 p.m. for the following counties: Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties. Central Carolina Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means this is a non-directed net and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some longer breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Reports should include hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less. And the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for any spotter reports of severe weather. is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for the following Central Carolina Skywarn counties: Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Johnston, Vance, Wake, and Warren. Strong showers and thunderstorms will move across Warren, Granville, Vance, Franklin, Wake, Johnston, Harnett counties through 4:45 p.m. At 3:42 p.m., Doppler radar indicated showers and thunderstorms with very heavy rain over Coates Crossroads, or about 13 miles northeast of Lillington, moving north at 45 miles per hour. Strong thunderstorms will be near Garner around 3:50 p.m., New Hope around 4 p.m., Rollsville around 4:10 p.m., Wake Forest around 4:15 p.m., Youngsville around 4:20 p.m., and Franklinton around 4:30 p.m. Gusty winds of 40 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these storms. Very heavy rain with rainfall amounts exceeding 1 inch during the next hour can be expected in these areas. Motorists should drive with caution to avoid hydroplaning. And a reminder, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect for extreme south central Wake and west central Johnston counties until 4 p.m. Tornado watch in effect for Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren until 9 p.m. And a tornado watch also in effect for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson until 7 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA from KI4DCR Portable.
KI4DCR, NC4VA.
I've got significant flooding on Millbrook Road in North Raleigh. All the culverts are overrun, and especially in the peaks and valleys and stuff here, lots and lots of water.
Okay, Charles, give me the location and then about how deep the water is. I think you said Millbrook Road. What's the closest cross street to it?
Millbrook Road at Quail Hollow. It'd be about the 800 block of East Millbrook Road. Storm drains overflowing. Probably back there it was at well over a foot. It was enough to make all four wheels of this car float.
Okay, so your vehicle floated. It was about 1 foot of water, 800 block of East Millbrook at Quail. Is that Quail Hollow or Quail Corners?
Yep, that would be correct. And just a lot of wind over here, a lot of sticks and stuff down in the road and debris flying around. I'm assuming we're getting part of that severe thunderstorm that I saw on radar down near Fuquay, and I'm going to clear KI4DCR.
Okay, and I assume this is a current report happening now. Is that correct, Charles?
Yes, just went through all this stuff about 1 minute ago, and still on Millbrook Road watching the traffic lights fly around like corks in a pond.
Okay, one last question. Is the storm drainage stopped up, or is just that much water?
Oh, no, I think it's just that. At first I thought it might be leaves or something in it, but it's everywhere. It was on Falls of the Neuse Road like that, too, and it can't be that many stopped up storm drains. It's just everywhere.
Okay, thanks a lot. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KB4BZ.
KB4BZ, go ahead.
Be advised that there's extremely heavy rain in this area, the area he's talking about. I just drove through North Hills. It was coming down pretty severe. It was difficult to drive because you couldn't see in front of you. Some of the overpasses on the Beltway are actually overflowing and falling down on the Beltway, causing traffic to slow even more. So I'm pretty sure there's been a fair amount of water out there. KB4BZ, just for advice.
Thanks, Jim. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement at 3:51 p.m. The severe thunderstorm warning for extreme south central Wake and west central Johnston counties is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along to Central Carolina Sky Warning and we'll relay it to the National Weather Service. Also, the National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory at 3:49 p.m. The flood advisory includes West Edgecombe County, Urban and Small Stream Flood Advisory 4, East Central Durham County, Western Edgecombe County. This includes the city of Rocky Mount, Franklin County. This includes the city of Lewisburg, southeastern Granville County, and this includes the city of Creedmoor, southwestern Halifax County, eastern Harnett County, and that includes the city of Lillington, Johnston County, which includes the cities of Smithville, Linwood, Nash County includes the city of Nashville, Sampson County, which includes the city of Clinton, southwestern Vance County, with Wake County, and that includes Raleigh-Cary, and also includes Wayne County, and that involves the cities of Mount Olive, Goldsboro, and Wilson County until 6:45 p.m. At 3:45 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a band of heavy showers and thunderstorms stretching from Cumberland County north to Wake County, moving north, northeast at around 40 miles per hour. Rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour have been observed in these storms, and the movement of the storms will make many locations susceptible to continuous moderate to heavy rainfall through 6 p.m. Rush hour commuters are advised to take caution if driving through the storms. Most flood deaths occur in automobiles. Never drive your vehicle into areas where the waters cover the roadway. Flood waters are usually deeper than they appear. Just 1 foot of flowing water is powerful enough to sweep vehicles off the road. When encountering flooded roads, make the smart choice. Turn around. Don't drown. And at this time, there are no severe thunderstorm warnings in effect, so I'm going to bring down the tones, but we're going to remain activated, and we'll be in standby mode.
Skywarn, clear.
And Skywarn is still activated. We're in standby mode at this time. We have a tornado watch in effect until 7 p.m. for Chatham, Harnett, Johnston, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties. Also one in effect until 9 p.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
NC4VA, KD4JWF.
KD4JWF, NC4VA. Hey, Jose.
I'm here on 70 heading back to Raleigh. I just passed the Johnston County airport. I got pretty good size war cloud coming right above. It should be right above the airport. I don't know if the weather center is checking on that or not.
Okay, you're on Highway 70, headed, west. And you're looking to which way?
Right now I'm looking, basically heading west, so I'm looking south, you want to call it, where the Johnston County Airport and the new interchange start happening, heading toward Raleigh.
Okay, is there any rotation?
Let me see, I can put to the side because it's getting closer to the ground.
Okay, are you observing any rotation with this, Jose?
No, just a typical war cloud. Very cool.
Okay, as long as you can observe it, that's great. Let me know if you notice any rotation there, any changes, if the funnel starts to drop or anything like that. I appreciate it, Jose. NC4VA, I'll let the Weather Service know.
Okay. Okay, the 4JW.
Katie 4JWF in C4VA.
Okay, the 4JWF.
Jose, the National Weather Service is not detecting any rotation right around Smithville, Johnston County Airport, but they are saying that there is a line of storms from Sampson to Johnston up to, I think, Wayne County, Wake County, up through that area, and that are getting a little bit better organized. So I'm not sure which way you're looking. If you're looking, anyway, you had said Johnston County Airport. That's what I reported. So, but just keep your eyes open as you travel and let me know what else you see. I appreciate it very much. NC4VA.
No problem. Like I said, I'm going to hang out here a little bit. Since, like I say, it was just close to the ground and the typical war clouds, just to see anything change. But thanks a lot. KD4JWF.
Okay, good deal. Appreciate your observations very much. Okay, NC4VA Central Carolina Skywarn, the National Weather Service, put out a special weather statement at 4:21 p.m. for Johnson, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And it reads as follows. Strong thunderstorms will move across Wilson, Johnson, and Wayne counties at 5:15 p.m. At 4:21 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms 8 miles southeast of Four Oaks, or about 11 miles south of Smithville, moving northeast at 60 miles per hour. Strong thunderstorms will be near Pine Level around 4:30 p.m., Micro around 4:35 p.m., and Kinley around 4:40 p.m. Gusty winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud to ground lightning can be expected with these storms. These winds are capable of bringing down large tree limbs. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
NC4VA, N4GEB.
N4GEB, NC4VA, hey Bob.
Hey Virginia, nothing really official to report here, just driving home, just got to Ranch Road in Clayton. And yes, there is some very impressive thunderstorms and clouds moving through here, but nothing that would, you know, qualify as far as a report. Currently light rain in this part of Clayton, but coming from Nidale, went through several bands of pretty heavy stuff. And I guess the bulk of the other stuff that you were talking about hasn't quite got here. Anyway, 7-3s.
Okay, Bob, very good. And if you noticed any flash flooding, road cover with 6 inches or more of water, streams coming out of their banks, whatever, that's good information too, especially for all these folks commuting home. And appreciate any observations you make of severe weather. Drive carefully, NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia, very good. Yeah, lots of full ditches, but nothing covering the road at this point. Like I said, everything looks pretty much normal after a heavy rain. I'll let you take it back there. NC4VA, N4GEB.
Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, and we're going to move into active mode, meaning a directed net. At 4:49 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a tornado warning for northeastern Franklin County and Warren County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:47 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles west of Centerville or 7 miles northeast of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Centerville and Warrington. The safest place to be during a tornado is on the lowest floor of the building in a small room such as a closet or bathroom or in an interior hallway. Use blankets or pillows to protect your body from flying debris. Stay away from windows and exterior walls. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports of severe weather. This includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less of the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Again, we're in active mode, meaning this is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA, I believe it is. This is KF4CFY in New Orleans. Did I understand you to say there was a tornado this way?
Yes, I did. The warning is for northeastern Franklin County and Warren County until 5:15 p.m. At 4:47 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a tornado 5 miles west of Centerville or 7 miles northeast of Lewisburg, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. The locations impacted include Centerville and Warrington.
Okay, I appreciate that. Again, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Foxtrot Yankee. The name is TK, that'd be Tango Kilo, first name being Thurston, and we'll be on standby here in New Orleans, which is about 4 miles from Morton.
Okay, TK, or Thurston, appreciate that very much. Stay safe, and if you have any severe weather reports or damage reports, we'd sure be interested in that. NC4VA. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:58 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a flash flood watch, which is in effect for all of Central North Carolina through this evening. Widespread heavy rain showers will continue across Central North Carolina this afternoon and evening, as the showers repeatedly track from north to south over some of the same areas. The rain will cause water levels on rain-swollen creeks and streams to rise quickly, leading to flash flooding. And the following is for Person, Granville, Vance, Warren, Orange, Durham, Franklin, Chatham, Wake, Lee, Hornet counties. Flash flood watch remains in effect until midnight tonight. The widespread showers will continue today as an area of low pressure approaches from the southwest. An additional 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected through the evening, with locally higher amounts likely in strong thunderstorms. The heaviest rainfall is expected to fall through 7 p.m. Some urban creeks that are especially vulnerable to flooding include Silas and Mill Creeks in Winston-Salem, North and South Buffalo's Creeks in Greensboro. We skip some of these counties that are not part of Central Carolina Skywarn. Crabtree Creek in Raleigh, Swift Creek in Southern Wake County, and other creeks susceptible to flash flooding include LRB Creek in Durham. National Weather Service also issued a flash flood watch at 4:58 p.m., which includes the following counties: Halifax, Nash, Edgecombe, Johnson, Wilson, Wayne, and Sampson counties. And this is in effect until midnight. The flash flood watch continues for those counties. Widespread showers will continue today as an area of low pressure approaches from the southwest. Rainfall amounts between 1 to 2 inches are expected, with locally higher amounts. Heaviest rainfall is expected to fall through 7 p.m. Some urban creeks that are especially vulnerable to flooding include Hominy Creek in Wilson, Stony Creek in Goldsboro, Little Creek in Clayton. Other creeks susceptible to flash flooding include Swift Creek and Middle Creek in Johnston County. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:03 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. Excuse me, 5:05 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe weather statement. The tornado warning for northeastern Franklin County is canceled. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning is no longer in effect. If you experience severe weather, such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along through Central Carolina Skywarn for a relay to the National Weather Service. A tornado warning remains in effect until 5:15 p.m. for Warren County. At 5:01 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a tornado. This tornado was located 6 miles southeast of Afton, or 8 miles south of Warrington, moving northeast at 35 miles per hour. Locations in the path of the storm include Arcola, Macon, and Lake Gaston. In addition to the tornado, this storm is capable of producing destructive straight-line winds. People in the path of this storm should take cover immediately. This is a directed net, and all traffic should be directed to net control. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement at 5:14 p.m. for Chatham, Durham, Franklin, Granville, Harnett, Lee, Vance, and Wake counties. Strong thunderstorms will move across Granville, Vance, Franklin, Durham, Wake, Chatham, Lee, and Harnett counties through 6:15 p.m. At 5:14 p.m., Doppler radar indicated strong thunderstorms over Seminole, or about 10 miles west of Lillington, moving northeast at 65 miles per hour. Strong thunderstorms will be near Holly Springs around 5:25 p.m., Cary around 5:30 p.m., Morrisville around 5:35 p.m., RDU International Airport around 5:40 p.m., and Creedmoor around 5:55 p.m. Gusty winds of 40 miles per hour, very heavy rain, and dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning can be expected with these storms. These winds are capable of bringing down large tree limbs. Light objects such as trash cans, potted plants, lawn furniture, and awnings could be tossed around. Tornado watch remains in effect until 7 p.m. for Chatham, Harnett, Johnson, Lee, Sampson, Wake, Wayne, and Wilson counties. And a tornado watch is in effect until 9 p.m. for Edgecombe, Franklin, Granville, Halifax, Nash, Vance, and Warren counties. And the National Weather Service also has issued a severe weather statement indicating that the tornado warning for Warren County has expired. It expired at 5:15 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and the warning has been allowed to expire. However, this storm will be closely monitored for signs of re-strengthening. If you experience severe weather such as large hail or damaging winds, please pass that information along to Central Carolina Skywarn so that we can relay it for you to the National Weather Service. Since all warnings have expired, I'm going to go ahead and bring down the tones. However, Central Carolina Skywarn will still remain activated. We will be in standby mode, though, meaning it'll be a non-directed net.
Skywarn active. Skywarn clear.
Again, Skywarn is still activated. We're in standby mode, being it's a non-directed net. The repeater will be free for normal amateur use. We do ask that stations leave some pauses between their transmission for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.